Do you want to raise your board scores? Med School Coach has tutors who have scored 260 or higher on the USMLE, and on average, they've raised student scores by an impressive 23 to 55 points on the USMLE. Whether it's for the USMLE or the Comlex, Med School Coach is here to offer our listeners 10% off of their services. If you go to medschoolcoach.com/MFG, you will receive 10% off of your custom-made package for the boards.
Hello, everyone. This is Sean. Welcome to the Med Flash Go question of the day. Today, I have a freeform question for you. Let's say that we have a 68-year-old female who is currently residing in a long-term psychiatric center where she has been experiencing symptoms such as lip smacking as well as facial grimacing. What is the name of this side effect of antipsychotics? And that would be tardive dyskinesia. This is a condition that actually happens late in the course of first-generation antipsychotics. The most commonly used first-generation that's used today is Haldol or haloperidol. And the most common side effect or the most common symptom described in tardive dyskinesia is that lip smacking. And the best way to treat this is to discontinue the drug. And if that doesn't work, you can move on to clozapine. Now, there's a spectrum. There's a timeline of side effects from neuromuscular side effects from antipsychotics. First, and most immediately, you can get dyskinesia. And that's when there is a hypertonicity of the sternocleidomastoid. And that can be treated with Benadryl or benztropine. Next, you can get something called akesthesia, which is basically just restlessness. And that can be treated with a benzodiazepine or beta blockers. Another side effect that can occur is Parkinsonism. And with Parkinsonism, you can get tremor, a shuffling gait, postural instability, and that can be treated with benztropine. Now, I mentioned the drug clozapine earlier. Clozapine is being used more and more often as a refractory depression treatment, and it's very interesting that it's actually the most effective at decreasing suicide risk in severely depressive patients. All right, let's summarize real quickly. Remember the timeline here. Dyskinesia can happen immediately, and then you can get akesthesia, Parkinsonism, and then very late in the treatment of mostly first-generation antipsychotics, you can get tardive dyskinesia, which can cause that lip smacking, facial grimacing, as well as different types of jaw movements. And you must discontinue the drug and try clozapine if that doesn't work. Alrighty, thank you so much for joining in today. Please stop by for tomorrow's MedFlashGo question of the day.
These questions are powered by MedFlashGo, the first voice-based interactive medical question bank currently available on Alexa. To get access to your first 50 free questions, go on to your Alexa application and search MedFlashGo in the skills section. To learn more details, go to medflashgo.com and check out our frequently asked questions section. These questions were creatively designed by medical students and physicians for the purpose of education and does not replace health information given from your health professionals. We have tried our best to make sure the information is accurate, so please let us know if you find any errors and we will be sure to correct them.